Rick Toman tracks the average number of times that temperatures fall below freezing in Bethel.
Now, last year, of course, December, very mild, and we didn't get much accumulation for the first 3 weeks in December.
Toman is a climate scientist based in Fairbanks. He's been monitoring the daily temperatures with the help of Bethel Search and Rescue to figure out the impacts to the Kuskokwim River. And why is this such a big deal? Well, YK Delta residents can only travel to other villages by water or by plane. And in the past, the river froze enough before December to allow an ice road. But that hasn't been the case for the last couple of years. 2017 was the warmest December on record for Alaska, and this year is still not cold enough for thick ice to build up on the river. Bethel has substantial weather data from the airport dating back to the 1920s.
What we got from Mark and the folks at Bethel Search and Rescue were estimates of dates when the river near Bethel became what we might call marginal for travel, and then when it was pretty safe.
And so Toman takes that historical data, and he compares it with the numbers from BSAR to find out how many days are below freezing in Bethel. From there, he can establish a pattern of warming temperatures. And the consequences from those warmer temperatures is like a line of dominoes. On the front lines are the coastal villages on the Bering Sea. The ocean temperatures are rising, sea ice is getting thinner, and that changes how these communities hunt and fish for their food for the winter. Alaska Native communities are especially vulnerable because they are deeply connected to their food sources and the environment. And the YK Delta region has the greatest number of tribes in the state.
Most of our communities are still very dependent and proud of their subsistence economies, and that requires that the environment be reasonably stable. Our communities, of course, are extremely resilient, but that resiliency comes at a cost.
Climate change can also affect cultural activities besides subsistence, like sled dog racing. Take the Kuskokwim 300, a mid-sized sled dog race that takes place in Bethel every January. Last year, the K300 committee had to change the course at the last minute because of warm temperatures. And the committee puts on other local races, and they had to delay the first local race this year. And then there are indirect consequences, like
health or just anxiety over food availability, resource availability, travel safety. That is all combined to make the YK Delta particularly susceptible to the very rapid changes that are going on.
Toman says that while temperatures might fluctuate year to year, the long-term trend towards warmer temperatures is already in motion. But he says collecting the data about river conditions can help scientists predict when the Kuskokwim River will be safe to travel in future years. As for this winter, he says that based on the data he has now, the river could freeze over enough to travel by Christmas. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schellenberger in Bethel.